About 20 million people get broadband or high-speed access to the Internet from either their cable company or from the phone company. But millions of Americans cannot get fast connections because they live too far from high-speed providers. A new industry is hoping to fill that gap by using electric power lines that go into practically every American home. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Dozens of regulators and reporters gathered at a modest home in suburban Washington, D.C. this week to see how this would work, getting Internet access from the outlets you plug appliances into. Jim Mollenkopf is with Current Technologies, a company that has teamed up with a local power company, Pepco. He says his technicians have attached boxes on many of the local power poles that pump Internet data into the electrical wires.
From that point, we can connect to the Internet, we can connect through voice services. What we have added to that is try to really make that focused on the actual consumer experience, to make the Internet drive everywhere into the house so that it becomes just another appliance.
Mollenkopf demonstrated by surfing the web at a bunch of different computers, all plugged into wall outlets through a special adapter. Web pages over power lines look pretty much the same. The news is that this setup works at all. Previous attempts have run into technical troubles. Mollenkopf was even able to show off a bit. He demonstrated the speed of the connection by streaming a movie right off of the Internet.
What we have here is actually a movie that is streaming over our entire network. The way this computer is connected up to the Internet is through one of these power line modems.
The appeal to consumers should be ease of installation. Users should be able to do it on their own without having to wait for a service truck to show up. But this technology attracted the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission for a slightly different reason. Michael Powell hopes it will create another broadband competitor, just as cable competed with the first information pipe, the telephone line.
For 100 years, we've been used to the one pipe in the home problem. We are already looking at, with the advent of this, three major pipes going to be potentially competing just in this first iteration, and when you start adding wireless services, many more.
The FCC does have to certify that this system does not create any interference with cell phones or other devices, but analyst Scott Cleland of the Precursor Group says these companies face a much bigger hurdle. They have to sell this idea.
It's going to take a good sales effort, and generally power companies are not good sales organizations, and so they're going to have to figure out something new and do it differently.
Cleland says it'll be tough to lure customers away from their current cable or DSL providers unless broadband over power lines is a lot cheaper, and developers haven't said how much it will cost. But Cleland says people who cannot get either service now might give it a go. The problem is that many of those subscribers live in rural areas. Their companies supplying broadband over power lines will face the same higher construction costs that have driven away other providers. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.